We talk about food. We talk about music with musical dudes. Finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
Guys, save the chatter for the radio. I'm part of your host, one half your host, Finger on the Pulse. You're listening to Snacky Tunes. That is Udachi and Kathy Irway chatting it up in the studio. That was just Sleigh Bells, who I saw play too much hype and acclaim at South by Southwest, which is where we were last week while we weren't on. Kathy was down there. How are you?
Hey, good. To be back, and so last week was awesome.
What were you down there for?
I was doing a book reading for The Art of Eating In at the Interactive.
I'm just kidding. If you look in our podcast,
I've been on this show before.
Three times, I know.
Yeah. What's Snacky Tunes? So I did a book reading for Interactive Festival. There was a Tech Munch food blogger conference. Meetup I was on a panel for, and then I did a book reading at a local bookstore and also a cooking class at Central Market.
What? Well, you know, we're going to talk a little bit later about the book, and I want to ask about book readings, but let's just talk about South by Southwest for 1 second. Let me pull this track down. It's been really different. This is my fifth year there. Udachi, have you ever been there?
No, I have not. Uh-oh. Not yet.
In the last few years, there had been a rise in like late night partying, so it kind of shifted to more DJ centric. But in the last 2 years, the city has shut down the late night parties, and so there's no sponsorship money for that. So this year was a kind of a return to form of just shows.
Oh, really?
Which I thought was like, you know, it's kind of funny seeing a lot of people at 2 a.m. trying to find a place to go have a drink. However, the rest of a lot of us were then up again at like 10:30 going to go see shows, which was amazing. I saw some really incredible stuff. Ben Gibbard played, I don't know, Death Cab, if you guys know Death Cab for Cutie. Mm-hmm. And he did all old stuff. He did a Postal Service song.
Really?
And, yeah.
That's nice.
A Magnetic Field cover, which was kind of amazing. Fucked Up played. Sharon Jones played. Mike Snow played. And Hole played all on one bill. Jeez. That was for the spin party. So I have to say that it was pretty good.
Yeah, did you get sounds successful?
I really missed out then. Yeah, yeah. I took off right on the first day of music, I think. I had to get back here.
To rainy. And the weather was pretty good, except for Saturday, which was awful and cold. It was like 40 degrees there.
Whoa.
Yeah. When you guys, I think it was like 75 here.
Yeah,
this weekend.
It was amazing here this weekend. Sorry,
it was amazing. I was just out on my patio the whole time.
Yeah.
They are essentially rubbing salt into my wounds. It's a tag team of salt.
There seems to be like a little weather switchover going on. You know, usually New York around this time is cold and rainy, and it was actually absolutely gorgeous. And then on the, like, you know, in your area, it was actually switched around and gone the opposite way.
For me, like, because I went to, this is my second time going to South By, and you know, every time I come back to New York, it's like the welcome. No, it's actually the beginning of spring.
Okay,
so like,
that's nice.
It transitions really nicely because it's warm in Austin, and then you're back, and
I agree, but not
awesome.
Not so much today. Today is a little gross. But I did see, besides, you know, the obviouses of like Mike Snow was actually, I don't know, you know the song Animal. First off, there's no one in the band named Mike Snow. It's six guys that play live.
It's Meat Cave.
And none of them are Mikes?
Maybe, but they're pretty much all Swedish except the lead singer, and they were really amazing. It was like a combination of like rock, pop, and dance music that was done actually well.
Yeah, I really enjoyed their stuff. It's got a lot of like that crossover potential, so to say, you know.
Right. Well, the two main guys were, got their start doing like, they wrote Toxic, that Britney Spears song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and a few other hits for like J-Lo and like that. So those guys know how to write a tune, as they say. But
between the six of them.
Between the six of them. But, well, there's two guys, and then I think they filled out and they found an American to sing. Or that's probably not the story. I probably just really simplified, and they're like,
I like the idea of
tunes.
Six people coming together at, you know, a table and writing a song. How should this note? I'll write the next note. Yeah. You write the next.
I could see that breaking down like very quickly after like they're like, we're in a band, and it's like we
artistic
have
differences.
Yeah, artistic differences. But yeah, so opening track with Sleigh Bells, who we saw, who were sandwiched between Yellow Wolf, who is like the new Joel Santana find, which was amazing. Do you know him?
No, I've never heard.
I'm gonna play one of the Jewels and Yellow Wolf track later, but nice. He was really awesome because he, you know, just the skinny, like tattooed out dude from Alabama, and he threw every single free piece of swag that he got during the week. Like he was throwing like jeans, individual Converse shoes, beers, passes, whatever he could find on stage, he threw into the audience. So it's like, congratulations to the kid in row 15 and the kid in row 25 who got the left and right green Converse. They were great. And then a couple other stuff I saw, like the OCs. These are, I mean, I do so much, you know, I do dance music 51 weeks of the year, even though my roots are rock and roll. So it was nice to go back.
Yeah, it's refreshing. It is. You know, it's inspiring. You go back and, you know, come back inspired and, you know, try to attack what you do in a different way because of that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we played a party on a Monday night with the guys in Plaza Damas at this place called the 21st Co-op, which is like this hippie commune on the campus of UT, which was awesome. But the next night I was there for this band called the OCs, and there was like 400 kids. They played on the floor, and 400 kids surrounding them, college kids, singing every word. And
wow.
I was like, whoa. And then later that week, Andrew WK played there, and like 1,000 people showed up.
Jeez.
So you're kind of like, live music kind of is amazing.
Yeah. No, I think South By is a good, you know, exemplification of that. You know, it's just I'd love to go. That's my next trip. Year. Yeah, next when year.
You, well, exactly. You've gone pro, which we'll talk about. I'm actually going to play a song from a band called The Morning Benders, who we played with at the Brooklyn Vegan Showcase, and then I ended up going to go see two more times because they were a really great young band out of San Francisco. And this song is called Excuses. You're listening to Snacky Tunes. Terry Diabolik is not here today. He is editing dinner with the band before we go to WMC.
Nice.
Which is very, very exciting since you've never been. And big shout out to Roberta's, Jack Inslee and Rec Tech. And I need to dig into this salad. And to Fairway Markets, who is our sponsor today. Kathy just winked. She didn't even realize it.
That calzone's calling my name right now.
Here we go with Morning Benders.
Yeah.
All right. Keep talking over the end of that music, Kathy.
Sorry.
You know those these microphones get hot.
Crunch, crunch,
last
crunch.
We're
talking about calzone for a second.
How's that calzone?
Fantastic.
Yeah, my pizza.
Every time I'm in Bushwick, I have to go to Roberta's.
Oh, is that a
wink?
Wink.
No, seriously. I'm going to learn how to make calzone like that.
You are listening to Snacky Tunes. I am part of your host, Finger on the Pulse. That was just The Morning Benders, song called Excuses, which is great. They have the whole song do the la da la da 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 over the end, and it's a very like I see it like as a first dance type of song with your wife if you were like a married young indie kid type
butterfly
thing.
Kisses
yeah or maybe Greg will just come sing it for you. We have in the studio we have Udachi of Trouble and Bass Crew and his own independent band
and party like us.
Yes. As well. Yes. Maybe we reverse those or stack them or side by side. Yeah.
The
diagrams will be online later. Yeah. We have Kathy Irway from Not Eating Out in New York and of book fame.
Thanks.
He's chewing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just eating calzone. The Art of Eating In, which is not going on right now.
The Art of Eating In, colon.
How I Learned to Stop Spending and Love the Stove.
I don't get the reference. I just finished your book last night.
Aww.
And I loved it. It was great.
Thank you.
For those of you who are maybe hesitant to buy blog to book books. Mm-hmm. This one does not stay true to the course. The website is a backdrop, and you do an excellent job of starting from a financial decision, mm-hmm. and then tracing through, learning about sustainability, foraging, traditional meals, and you know the joy of cooking with friends and family,
making pizzas,
and no need bread.
Yeah.
Which you name checked about 14,000
times. No need bread? What?
Everybody's making it nowadays. I feel like since that book's come out, I've been seeing a lot of people making recipes or, you know, tweeting about it or something, blogging about it on their own food blogs. And the no need bread recipe just opened a lot of people's eyes to baking for the first time, it seems. A lot of people are like, well, if she did it, I'm going to try doing it now.
If I'm correct, the no need is essentially, it takes one of the more laborious steps out of making bread.
Totally.
And it just kind of, which people, they want to make their own homemade bread, but it's like, oh, there's so many steps, like, and they get nervous about messing it up, so.
It's like no stir risotto. In fact, I need to come up with the.
You should.
Yeah.
And also, it's in the book, it's one of Kathy's first thing that she seems to
find
success with, mm-hmm. And then it becomes almost a backdrop or a must have on everything else. She's like, I did this, and this, and a loaf of no need bread, always spelled.
It's always there. Yeah,
that's always hyphenated.
The scientific breakthrough.
I should just call it bread. You know,
Nah, it's got a name.
Yeah,
and it's you know, and obviously it's like
it's easier than you might think. Yeah.
So the book has been out for a few weeks now.
Yeah.
And I want to know how it's been.
It's been a lot of fun. I think that, you know, one of the funnest parts is just meeting all these new people who have found it and are reading it and also seeing friends who've read it. Like you mentioned, you know, I got a text that saying, oh my God, I just got to the part where I'm in it. You know, like, oh, whoops. I forgot to mention, by the way, Greg, you're in the book.
There's like a chapter.
There's a lot
on
of
us.
That. Yeah. I know.
It's not just like a mention. I was like, you're like, yeah, you're in it. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. So everybody out there who hasn't read it yet, if you know me, you're in it.
You're
probably.
In it. Including all the men that you've dated along the way.
You know, it's been a tumultuous 2 years. It was.
But I like it because I feel like it's, I feel like it's a really honest read. You could have shaped your history any way that you can, and I feel like it's pretty true to form.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Except that huge bitch streak that you left out. She slapped kids.
What?
Wait, what?
But no, it's amazing. So now that it's out and you're going on the road for book tours, is that? What do you do after? I mean, I guess.
I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm just floating. No, I mean, it's been fun because now I'm just, you know, I don't know. I'm not going on a real tour, but I have the opportunity to go places. Like I'm going to a festival in sustainability next weekend in Boston and doing a book reading there. I'm going to go to the Empire State Book Festival in Albany and doing a reading there. I was on South by Southwest. And, you know, it's just little niches. And I've always met, like, really great people so far. Like, in Austin, I went to Madison, Wisconsin. And, you know, it's great. And I'm also doing a book reading in here again in at Housing Works Bookstore on the 31st.
Now, when you do a book reading, like, what's, do you have a, like, what section do you have a go-to section?
I don't have a go-to section. I've always just created a different theme for each reading. And depending on what, you know, the venue is, what the people are, what, you know, I just kind of make it up. Like, so for the one at Housing Works, I'm actually going to read with another author. She wrote a book called How to Sew a Button, and we're going to talk about kind of like a home ec for modern day, like urbanites.
Okay.
Like today's home ec 101. And I'm going to make planners out of aluminum cans, like soup cans, and also show them how to make a no food processor basil pesto. So we're going to plant some basil, and then I'm going to mash up some basil pesto.
Is it all right to ask where you got like the actual sort of like the inspiration to start this book? I know it's like a very generic question, but
it's not all right at all.
All right, I'm going to walk out of the studio right now.
Yeah, no, I wanted to save money and start cooking more. And it was always a hobby, but I just wanted to see if it would be possible to do it in this big city and cook all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, just like, I think one of the things, the final thing before we get back to music is, I like the part about your dad showing up to the Bob Seger thing.
Aw, thanks. Pete Seger.
Pete Seger. Yeah. Sorry. Even better. It's interesting how you talked about how parents like don't really know us. And I feel that we've also experienced that too. It's like we picked a path that wasn't necessarily doctor, teacher, lawyer, especially where I came from. And it's nice to see that like that finally in the end when you do have that success, that like your dad reconnects. And how did the
thank you so much. I'm so glad you like that.
Yeah. I mean, you're shaking your head too.
Same thing. I just quit my job very recently and it took my parents, who are traditional Russian parents, for them to, it took them a moment to actually like register the fact that I'm quitting like a well-paying job with like good benefits and all of these things that are like provide security for the rest of your life, quote unquote. Right. But you know, and it's just like, but recently they've been very, very supportive. At first it took them like by surprise and they were a little like hesitant, you know, so yeah. Cool. I know how that feels.
Yeah, it's tough. Hard. I mean, I think especially with Dinner with the Band and working at Vice, my parents were like, I don't get this at all. And then like for us it was like the first time we've written about the New Yorker, they're like, maybe things are going to be okay for these guys.
Exactly. It's just like, oh, yeah, you put out, you know, a compilation CD.
You have a book now?
And then it's like, oh, but that to me, I think, rang true. And especially about people who live by their passion and don't see any other type of way. It's nice to know that that story is uncommon. So people out there, if you're listening, if your parents don't get what you're doing, but believe in what you're doing, they will come around eventually. When they figure it out. So yeah. Anyway, Kathy, thanks for staying.
Thanks so much, Greg.
I'm going to take you as my date tonight for the Village Voice thing.
Awesome. Can't wait.
Which we will have, which is, we are DJing the Village Voice thing, Choice Eats event tonight, which is 65 restaurants in the Armory. Dinner with the Band is going to be hosting a cocktail hour with the illustrious Sam Mason, mixing up his rhubarb.
Awesome.
His very special rhubarb. And then we're going to eat like a million crazy foods.
I can't wait. Okay.
So one second. You are listening to Snacking Tunes. I'm gonna walk this out. This is how it's done. We're gonna play some Juelz Santana featuring Yellow Wolf and a Japan Droid song, who are also amazing. And then we're gonna come back and talk to Dachi about going pro, Party Like Us, WMC, and a few things. Big shout out to Fairway Market. And here we go with Juelz Santana.
I'm on the pavement, thinking about the government. Santana's in the basement, mixing up the medicine. Mixing up the medicine, I mixing up the medicine. I was in the basement, mixing up the medicine. I mixing up the medicine, I mixing up the medicine. Okay. I was in the basement, mixing up the medicine.
Let's go.
I get jail jump bail, get jail jump bail, get jail jump bail. Join the army if you fail. Mixing up the medicine, I mixing up the medicine. I was in the basement, mixing up the medicine. I get jail. Jump bail, get jail, jump bail. Join the army if you feel
it.
I've been
mixing up the medicine.
The game's looking sick
while I'm delivering the medicine. I've been in the lab like a chemist just developing my potion. Now it's potent, time to hit him in the head again. Knock, knock, pow, pow, Santana, let him in. I got what you need, bitch, tell a friend to tell a friend. My label need a hit, if a fiend need a fix, or if a bitch just need some good dick, I got the
medicine.
You boys shipping whack drops, y'all should be mascots. Come and see the splash doc, I'll give you a swag shot. Fuck what you're hearing, you should listen. This is rap penicillin, still in the kitchen.
Mix it, mix it, medicine.
Young Splash and I'm back in the building. Swagger on 100,000 trillion. Whatever he said, times that by gazillion. And that's only half of how I'm feeling. I've been
mixing up the medicine. I mixing up the medicine. I always in the basement mixing up the medicine. I get jail jumping, get jail jumping, get jail jumping. Join now.
I've been mixing up the medicine.
All right, that is Just Japandroids off of their. I need to look at it, but I don't know. The Japandroids, who we played with earlier last Wednesday at the Brooklyn Vegan Showcase, and who we saw a bunch of times, along with the Death and Taxes show. That song is called Young Hearts Spark Fire. And before that was Juelz Santana featuring Yelah Wolf mixing up the medicine. Yelah Wolf being the main key in there, who we saw kill it at the Fader Fort stage. You were listening to Snacky Tunes. I am one half of your host, DJ Never Forget. Terry Diabolik is out. We make up Finger on the Pulse. In the studio today, as he is setting up, we have Udachi. How's it going?
Excellent.
Yeah. We can do a little bit of time.
Yeah. My battery died, so I got to let it do that little recharge thing.
Got it. You want to just, Udachi is part of the Party Like Us crew and the Treble and Bass crew. Based out of Brooklyn, New York, and we are here to talk to him today about going pro, new tracks, parties, good stuff. How are we looking over there?
Good.
Yeah. It's doing its thing. We're a little time.
You know? Yeah.
So, welcome.
We've been trying to get you
in here for a little bit.
Yeah.
But you had to, you know, quit that pesky 9-to-5.
Yeah, that whole thing.
Get with the rest of us. There's two ways to do it. You can either do like we did, which is start your own company and be your own bosses and be like, I got to go.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's Monday. Or you can just make fantastic dance music and then travel the world as a DJ.
Yeah, that's the beginning stages right now.
Those are the only two options, however, to do a radio show. Everything else doesn't work.
Right. Now, yeah, I mean... kind of began, I actually started doing like this, I worked at a startup for probably close to a year, then we got acquired by a small company called DoubleClick, and that small company got eaten up by a slightly larger company called Google. So I've never heard of those companies before, but I did work for them for close to 4 years. And yeah, I think within like the last, I'd say year, is when like I kind of came to the realization that like either do music full time or I need to like stop doing it and do like the 9-to-5 thing to full time, because like when you work for Google, it's, you can't really have two jobs.
Right.
It's like you come home, you're exhausted from sitting at the computer all day, and then you have to go sit down at the computer again, you know, and do your emails, like do your like DJ emails,
right,
and then do like the gig emails and things like that, and then do actual music stuff. So like I'd actually have like a work period of maybe like 2 hours to 3 hours before I could just like completely shut down, you know, and like, yeah, it was just one of those points I reached, was just like, you know, put out a couple of singles and DJ gigs are starting to pick up. So I was just like, you know what, you know, give it a try. You know, like what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah. You can just go back and get,
right.
I mean, I know it's not like you just go back, but I agree with you. I went through a similar decision where it's like, I was like, well, yeah, maybe I'll do the, you know, events and music thing for a little bit. And if not, I'll go. And I was like, I'm either going to do it.
Right.
And like invest everything and not like have a back door, or yeah, I'm going to go do something else. Cause, and once I gave myself fully over to it and just was like, this is all I'm going to do, and mentally as well.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I also think you begin to find opportunities. This today's show is about following your dreams.
Exactly.
Kathy.
Inspiring. That was great. That was double inspiring. See that, like, you know, she could put her thoughts down in an actual book and, you know, sell it and have people be excited about it and actually like get transformed by it, you know,
and
whichever
also,
way.
And also know? The people here at Heritage and people at Roberta's are all people that kind of went against the grain. Like, I know that we talk about, you know, but, you know, Roberta's is currently opening up Brooklyn Grange, which is going to be an acre rooftop farm.
Oh, really?
In Brooklyn.
Yeah, I see that there's like something going on upstairs.
Yeah, there's,
right?
I know if you guys all look upstairs, I know none of you listening can see, but there's a rooftop garden up here. And it's actually, I think, believe it's considered a farm. I believe the definition is something like if you can sell $1,000 a month or a year, it's considered a farm. So it's a small farm here. And then they're going to be opening Brooklyn Grange. So it's really, so the big message is that if you're just passionate about anything,
yeah,
and you have a good work ethic,
yeah,
you can't just be passionate. But if you apply yourself and you work hard at it and, you know, you do whatever it takes. We all had second jobs when we were starting off.
Exactly. And I think that's like the thing that you don't, at least it's the realization that I came to very recently when I was hanging out with AC Slater, like when you'd like randomly come over like once a week to like Google lunch, you know, for the free food.
Yeah.
And we just go for a walk and just like talk shit and, you know, all that fun stuff. And we, you know, he would say like, you know, it's funny like how our generation, like this, you know, like people our age
realize that they don't have to be tied down to like a 25-year job. You know, it's like go somewhere and then you like you go there until you retire and that's it.
But I also think that we also saw like, I mean, I know that watching that recession happen and watching people lose their jobs and getting cut and you're like, wow, I just dedicated my life to this and I was just like a bottom line. You're just like, I might as well. And you're like, and I'm totally screwed and I didn't do anything that I, not, I mean, that's being, that's huge generalization, but like I didn't do what made me happy. That it's like, and you read articles about people who are like 50, like starting DJ nights at small bars in Brooklyn because they always wanted to and they finally had to. So it's kind of like, just start now. And I feel like the realization were like, because it's, I mean, it's kind of pessimistic, but you're like, well, if I'm not going to make any money anyway and I'm going to get totally fired, I might as well do something I care about.
Exactly.
And now that healthcare has passed, one of the things that I read last night that I didn't even think about, it's like a lot, like you just said, like huge benefits tied to all these things. Like now you're not tied to a job.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's not, I know it's very, that's oversimplifying things, but like now you could just, I mean, that's huge.
Yeah. It's a big, big, big thing.
It's that's big. For sure.
Yeah.
And to really sink in, and not even now, but people who are maybe 5-10 years younger than us, and once, you know, healthcare gets ironed out and they're like, yeah, you can just do whatever you want and like you don't have to worry about it, because like some people who are sick but can't follow their dreams. So anyway, let's get you to a set.
Cool.
Let me do a set and then we'll come back. We'll talk about tracks, Party Like Us, WMC.
Awesome.
I'm gonna do a talk over so you can walk over there.
Sure.
Set up.
Perfect.
You are all listening to Snacky Tunes on the Heritage Radio Network. If you like this what you're hearing, we have all of our old episodes, podcasts on iTunes. If you just go to the iTunes store and you go and you put in Snacky Tunes, you will get it. We have guests like Moby, Drop the Lime, Jubilee, Fool's Gold, Yacht, Sharon Jones, Kathy Irwin, if you want to hear Kathy Irwin's other episodes. So we're going to hear Eliza from Udachi. Take it away.
dozen. Nobody gave a shit, so we taking it like it. Yes, I am so super strong and got no problem getting it. My jeans are super skinny, pockets bulging, stacks of paper. I'm for them, I'm chasing them, replace them, cause they come up down and do it. Nobody gave a shit, so we taking it like it. Yes, I am so super strong and got no problem getting it. My jeans are super skinny, pockets bulging, stacks of paper. I'm for them, I'm chasing them, replace them, cause they come up down and do it. Paper plastic like I'm shopping. Jason Lathan, Craig can't stop it. My flow is behind the cockpit. I press pass. I'm getting it, spinning it, burning it, flipping it. These beats that got me using my finishing. Cause I'm the best period, like when a sentence hit. This thief's right here, I invented it. That's why they hate me still. But the swag look bigger than Canadian bills. Look like they smoke grill. I'm making a sip, I'm getting a chill. But it feels really good to be a ninja. Cause I'm watching them down like a center. You ain't going nowhere, you look like a skeleton. I'm gonna kiss my ass when they try to censor. Get it, we'll be right back.
a girl over there, so you know. No love, do you, she know?
Give me some of that. That's right. Give me some of that. right. Udachi murdering it on a gray and rainy afternoon. You're listening to Snacky Tunes. I am part of your host, Finger on the Pulse, on Heritage Radio Network. You want to give us a couple, what are some of the tunes, the highly selected?
I think, well, since like it was like a 15-minute set, yeah. I wanted to like get as much in as I possibly could. So I just played a bunch of Party Like Us tunes and Triple and Bass tunes, a couple of FOMO tracks in there, but I'd say the majority would be Party Like Us jams and other Udachi stuff.
Why don't you tell our dear listeners what Party Like Us is?
Party Like Us is a label that was started up by our dear friend AC Slater. And it's B-Rich, Barrett, and I are also involved. And we kind of have like a good kind of creative, you know, like sort of decision-making process in the label. And it's great because I think the label started up because we were kind of getting frustrated of like taking a really long time to have a release come out.
Right.
And we try to have like something at least once a month out. If not, then we kind of kick ourselves a little bit, but yeah, we definitely try to get as much material out there as possible, and it's all just like basically AC Slater, B-Rich, and Udachi stuff, you know.
That's awesome.
and friends, of course,
and friends plus friends.
Yeah.
So you and those fine gentlemen are all going to be heading down to Miami this weekend. Are you excited?
I am so psyched.
Have you been before?
Yeah, I went last year for the first time, and I kind of just like hung on to the Triple and Bass guys because they knew what they were doing, kind of, and you know, it was just sort of like hanging out with them and just meeting like amazing people. And it's just like it's incredible how easily you find that like you can relate to a person like beyond the internet. Like say you have like, you know, like, oh, you have like a, you know, you're emailing back and forth, but then when you meet him face to face, it's like, oh, all right, this person's cool.
Right.
We can grab a drink and just like hang out by the pool and all that fun stuff. It's just like Miami is definitely like, it's definitely a bit on the expensive side, but it's definitely worthwhile if you are trying to be a legitimate electronic artist and meet other legitimate electronic artists and musicians and DJs and things like that. You know, it's
it'll good be great
place for that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to be hanging on to your coattails because I've never been. What's any one tip to give to a newbie?
from my 1 year experience, I've noticed that like, it's better to stay by the beach. A lot of people that throw parties that may be in downtown Miami seems a little tougher to get to. And people are kind of a little more wary of getting to it. But when everything's kind of like around the conference area, it's just so easy to get to. You can just walk down the block and like, boom, there's a party. Boom, there's like a pool party and things like that. So if you are throwing a party, unless it's White Room and you are like DJ Craze or someone like that, you know, like I would suggest like throwing a party near the beach where you're just guaranteed like just foot traffic constantly, you know.
Awesome. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
What are you gonna play us out on?
I guess I'll put on the M83 remix. Love slash it. Edit that I did. I was surprised how like popular it got, because it's really, it was just like, I was actually like my first gig at Triple and Bass. I was trying to like kind of like impress everyone a little bit, and I was kind of like, oh man, I gotta like make a cool edit. And I love M83, like absolutely, like listen to the albums all the time. And I was just like, that one song just really stuck out to me. I'm like, let me check like what the BPM on this is. And it was like literally like 70 BPM, like, which is like the exact like dubstep, you know, sort of, you know, tempo. So I just like threw a bass line and some drums over it, and people seemed to like kind of wig out for it, which is kind of took me by surprise, because it was like literally that song was like assembled in like 2 hours. Because it's just like, again, like I got to give like myself less credit and M83 more credit. All the beautiful melodic things that happen in that track of my remix, it's all his work. I just put a like really heavy freaking bass line and a couple of like little like cuts and edits in the middle of it. And you know,
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's just like amazing how just to observe like people react to. Because I've, you know, like I definitely have gotten more of a positive response for that than like the work that I've like poured blood, sweat, and tears over, you know. But that's how it is, and it's like it's I definitely like appreciate that, and it's good feedback, and it definitely helped me. You know, people know my name by that song, which is kind of cool. You know, like appreciate
awesome.
It. Yeah.
All right, so why don't you set it up?
Pull it up.
Yeah. Thank you for everybody for tuning in. Big shout out to our food guest today, Kathy Irway. Her book is out now, and please, as always, go check out her blog, Not Eating Out NYC, where you'll find links to her radio show, where the book, and her speaking engagements. Big shout out to Dachi. Congratulations on going pro. Your sweats will be in the mail. And here we go with We Own the Sky, M83, Dachi remix. See you next week. We'll be right back.
skills, 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 skills.